We're learning Masechtas Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning five lines from the top by the two dots of Kuf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Then the Mishnah, Hoytzi Alav Ksav Yodoy Shu Chayev Loi Goyven Mechosim Nechayim. A guy pulls out a star. He says that you, Reuven, wrote to me, you owe me $1,000. It's in your handwriting. And the loch is that Yavadi Chayev, but there's no Shibur on the Mechosim because it doesn't have the name of a star. So Ksav Yodoy, you only collect from Mechosim Nechayim and not from Mishabadim. So Boyim Inei Rabba Bar Nosim Rav Yechanan. Huchse Ksav Yodoy BeBezdin. Let's say you brought this Ksav Yad to Bezdin, and in Bezdin, they will Mekayim the person's handwriting and say, Taka Ruvein Leiva's handwriting, and they wrote a hempik on the bottom that we are certifying, this is a certified Ksav Yodoy. My, what's the halacha? Omalei, AFAP, so what's the shayla? The shayla is, do we say it has a din of a shtar right now? Because, lemaisa, we have here now that other edim are signing, which is bezdin, is signing on the shtar, that it's certified. So maybe it becomes a shtar now and it collects from a shabadim. Or maybe it's just a kiyam shtar, and a kiyam shtar just leaves it where it is, the level of what it is. It's a certifying that whatever it was till now, it's still like that right now. That's the shayla. Amalei, so he answered, AFAPI SHUKSAK SAV YODA BEBEZDIN, that even though there's a kiyam shtaris in Bezdin, and Bezdin signed a hempik on this ksav yodoy that it's bekuyim, that it's certified, still you only collect mechosim necharim because as no din of a shtar, just certifying that whatever was till now, it will stay that which is only a ksav yodoy. Masiv roim machama kasha on this. There's a mishnah masechta gittin said like this. We had this mentioned before already in this masechta. Shloisha gittin suma, three gittin that apostle. The imnisas of lad kosher and still imnisas of lad kosher velohein kosav ksav yada velovedim. If you write a star with a ksav yad and there's no edim, or yeshul of edim ve'im by zman, there's no zman, or yesh by zman ve'im by elarechar, or has zman and no, only one aid. Hare elu shloisha gittim sulim. The imnisas of lad kosher. We're not getting involved. Why of lad kosher? If it's possible, that's for mesechus gittim. But the gift for us is next man diomar. Rabbi Lezo Oimer, Rabbi Lezo Oimer. Even though there's no Edom, also Nosnu Lov Fnei Edom, you gave this star that has a Ksav Yod, for example, Fnei Edom, it's kosher, it's Mamish kosher lechatchila, the Goyvim and the Chosim Meshavadim, and you collect from the Chosim Meshavadim. So what do you see? You see here we have a Man Yomar that says you have a Ksav Yod, as long as you have Edom that it was really his Ksav Yod, he gave it over. The halacha is you collect from the Chosim Meshavadim. So why did Rabbi Yechanan say that there's no din of Mechosim Meshavadim by Ksav Yad? L'chayra, you see it is. You see clearly, if you have Edim that this is real, then you do have collect Mechosim Meshavadim. Just like over here, if Edim see it given over, you collect Mechosim Meshavadim. So before also, let us say that now that the Bezdin is certifying this is a real Ksav Yad, you should collect Mechosim Meshavadim. This is not what I get. It's talking about even a regular shtar. It's not daf good. I'm sure you get them sulam. We know gittin doesn't daf mean a get. It means here, and it says over here, Gerem Chasus Radim is obviously talking about even a shtar chayv. Rabbi Loz is talking about a shtar chayv. Eid the Mesir character is even a shtar chayv. So the answer can't be the difference between a get and a shtar chayv. They're both the same thing. So you see from here that even though it's a shtar chayv, the written Miksav Yodah, if you give it over in front of two Eidim, Rabbi Loz says you collect Mechasim Shabadim. So my answer is,
have a call from the
Edom. Have a call from the Edom. So he have a call from the Bezdin.
He
have a call from the Bezdin. No, so you start from there. Call goes only from today on. You'll go from today on. Only from today on and on. We'll collect maybe. So after Gemara, let's know a dimya. Why? Shani Hosom the Meshas Ksiva who the Shabbat Nafshei. There Meshas Ksiva the Shabbat Nafshei. Which the Rashbam explains like this: there's a difference in the shtaris. A shtar that's a ksav yode is not a shtar. It's a ksav yad, that's what it is. And all Bezdin's doing is certifying the star. Masha'inkin, the star that Rav Loza is talking about is a regular full-fledged star. Just Rav Loza holds, you don't have to sign in the star, it's only signing is for a raya. You have to give it over unto Edom. That's the way you make a star. But that's a star. They were talking about a star that's a star mechira, a star that's given v'shas the mechira, and shafi and chalois. It's a star that it's supposed to be a star. Or even if it's supposed to be a star, it's supposed to be a star. Mashenka Ksav Yad is supposed to be a Ksav Yad, so it won't help to have the Edom. That's the way Rashbam learns the Gemara's Teretz. He says, Aber now in boy love how to love Xav Yode ba alma so smoy so love khosn boy. She zem masloy be mokem hay da. It's mokem my hay da. So you can lach so lich for lemon prat the calls man to khosmos be adam malva. So nasa star be loshin shel star she edem khosum boy. It's not written the loshin of a star that edem saw in it. So, but we give it over front to Edom, it's a regular star that's written like a star, and it's given over front to Edom, that's why it's a star. That's how the Rashbam is. Rabbi Chanan Vassman, Kavash Shurim, says, you could have said me more poshut, that by Ksav Yad, they don't read what it says in the star. So the Edom are signing that, not certifying what it says in the star. All they're certifying is that this is his Ksav Yad. Mashenke, when you give over a star front to Edom, they are reading the star and certifying what says in the star. So that's the difference. It's even a bigger difference. But either way, it has no shaykhis to the story there. Where there was a regular star, here it's a ksav yada. And that's what Pascal Lachal Maisa. The shayla is, if the malva is holding on to the star, could the loiva say parati or not? And the Rashbam is mashma, he cannot say parati. Because it's enough to wife, starcha biyodcha maibayi. That's enough. But the Rif says that if the guy says parati, he's believed. I, l'chayrov, why don't you say shtarcha v'yadam abayi? So obviously, he doesn't have a different shtar. Zokta Ramban, the pshat is like this. He brings down the Rif sheet. This is v'atam. Shekivan she'ein ha'goyvim min ha'shvadim, ein makpidim alav, v'munichim ha'yisoy b'yad malva, af b'shu perua. He says, the whole var of shtarcha v'yadam abayi is that, why didn't you give him back the star? Like, I paid you, give him the star back. Zokta Muhammad, the guy only takes the star back if he's worried the guy's going to go to Meshavadim. But for himself, he's not so worried. He'll work it out. He knows he paid, you know. He'll work it out. There's a whole always fear is he'll go to Meshavadim. So that here, since he can't go to Meshavadim, he doesn't care to take the star back. Therefore, it's not a raya of Shtarcha V'yabayi. That's the Ramban, and the Mechamis learns Pshat in the Rif. So Akaponim, we're coming out very clearly, the only Klak B'chaz B'nechayim, it's like if you have Shtarcha V'yabayi, the Rashbam is Mashba, you do have Shtarcha V'yabayi, which means you can't tie a Prati against a star, and according to the Rif, you could. Weiter in the Gemara, which deals with the last part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a Arev, a guarantor that signed after the Chisum Shtarais, what's the halacha if a guarantor signs after Chisum Shtarais? So we had here Machloikis. We had here Rabbi Shmuel says that it's a good Arvis. She can't collect from Chasim Shabbatim. Why not? Because it doesn't have din of a Shtar. But you can't collect from the guarantors in the Chasim because it doesn't have din of a Shtar. But you could collect from the guarantor himself because it is considered a good arvus. And Bananas argued, said it's not a good arvus. It's after he gave the money already. Only if you give the money out piv is it called the arvus. That was Machlokes Bananas and Rabbi Shmuel. Omar Rav, Koidim Chisim Shtaros, Goivan Mechosim Shavadim. He's in a paskin like Rabbi Shmuel, and he says that if you sign before the Edim, if the Arev signs before the Edim, so then he says, "I'm a arev." Then you collect from chasim shabbatim. It's din of a star. La'achisim shtaros is greiv and chasim reichayim. Then you collect from the guarantors the chasim that are liquid. But zimna amarav filo koydim chisim shtaros ain't a greiv and chasim reichayim. Some of his rabbis say, even if the arev is signed, is written before the chisim shtaros, you don't collect only from chasim reichayim. And the shaila is first of all it's a stira, and second of all what's pshat in this rab? Kasha the rab of the rab. It's a stira between two rabs. Where our answer is loikasha. How the cost of bay, which says the text of the star, then it says ploini oriv. Doesn't say viploini oriv, it says ploini oriv. And how the cost of bay, uploini oriv, it says viploini oriv, then it's the law is like this. If it says uploini oriv, then it's attached to the text before that. So when the Edom sign, they're signing on the entire text before them. And ploini oriv is part of the text. But if it just says the text, then it says ploini oriv, and then we assume the Rashbam learns Hifsika Indian. Rashbam is more to the bottom, almost on the bottom. The Dilma Loi Masadi Edim Ela Ashtara Del El Lechod. The way Rashbam very important how the Rashbam learns. He learns that if you just have the text with the Arvis, you assume the Edim are signing only on one of them. Which one? Only on the text and not on the Edim, and therefore you will not collect from a Shabbatim. Because it didn't say U Plani Arv, it didn't say Vip Plani Arv, it just said Plani Arv.
They're
not. They're signing only on the star. The Rashbam said. Right. Hivsika in Yemedibla Sadi Edim Ela Ashtara Del El Lechud. Only on the text. Right. So that's what he spoke out. The Rashbam speaks out only that. We'll get back to this.
It means
that he wants to be Arab. The Edim didn't sign that. Since it's not one text, he didn't sign that. Now the version of Yechanan is, he says that, you know what? Even if it says Uplani Arev, you don't, even if it says Vi, Vavachibur, still you don't only collect from Nechosim B'nei Chayrim and not from Meshabadim. It does not have a din of a star. Masav Rava, a kash like this. Eidim Achasumim, when he has a kash for Rabbi Yechanan himself. Rabbi Yechanan is saying over here, it never gets a din of a star, even if you have Uplani Arev. No. Of course he is. If he has his own star Arev. Yeah, of course he has his own star, then it will be. The Queen of Rechon right now. If he has his own star, which is usually the case anyway. You don't put the Arev in the star. You have his own star Arev. And basically, the Malva has a star. He gets a star from Loiva, saying Loiva owes money, and the Arev says, you're the Arev. Like you do today. Today, the Arev is signed in the star Hava. I don't know if you have an Arev. Arev signs his own star. It makes its own star. That's how it is. Masav Rava Eidim Achasum Al Shila Shalom Beget. You have a get, and at the end of the get, it says, you know, how are you doing? It says Shalil Shalom. So Eidim signed that the get is possible. Why? Chashinan Shema Al Shila Shalom Chasmu. We have two parts. We chayshes that maybe the Eidim signed on the Shila Shalom. Vamra, we'll speak something out about that soon. Vamra Vavo, let's get the kash of Klar, it's kash of Rabbi Yechon Yechon. Vamra Vavo, Ledim and Firestorm Yedra Rabbi Yechon, She'ilu, if you write a Shil Shalom, add the Vishilu as possible. Vishilu, if it's a Vishilu, then it's kosher. So you see, the Rabbi Yechon holds, if it's a Vav HaChibur, then it's a good get. So Hachanami, here also, why don't we say the same thing? So my answer is Hachanami, the case where Rabbi Yechon is saying that it's not a star, it's not Mechoshesh Vodim, is the Chosav Pliny Arev. It says Pliny Arev, that's what's no good. If you say Vi Pliny Arev Taka, there, it is good. Yochi Hain in the Rab, same thing like Rab. Ema, so you take it for change. Vichain Om Rabbi Yechon like Rab. That Echonam is becoming very clear that Arev before the Eidim depends. If it says Vi Arev, then it works. It's Mechosh Vodim. If it says Pliny Arev, it's not, and it's a Kuliyama, same Alacha. The only Shaila was Zaitik Shaila, that before we touched that, if it says Pliny Arev, we assume the Eidim only signing, like the Rashbam says, on the first part of Shtar, not on the Arev. Here we find that by the get, we say it's only signing on Shilah Shalom. So what's Pshat? So the Tosfos HaRosh asks this Kasha, and he asks, read it to you inside the Tosfos HaRosh, that says like this, the Kasha lo maish da hocha da amid Eidim chas mi al Shilah Shalom, ve lo yal ikar aget, the get's coming to say we are not friends. The Shila Shalom Likaru. It's coming to our friends. Hilkach, it's a stiri. Klamema, the Eidim Choswal Akron, Shechaza Boymed region with the Chazara. Al Bashtar, Ladasa Mava Chosmu. The whole star is written for the Malva, basically. That he should have a taina. When the choice of two, he wants the Hava. He doesn't care about the Arab so much. He wants the Hava. That's the Ikka thing. He's going to collect from the Loiva first, before the Arab. And therefore, he wants them to give Eidus. It's not a stira, just two different things. And probably the Malva rather than say Eidus on the first part than the second part. That's Tosfos Rosh Taurus. The Yad Rama actually learns, not like the Rashbam, that the Chashash is the Eidim are going only on the Arab, not on that. And then you have less of a problem. The only problem is, if he's just on the Arav, what's it saying? What's the Arav on? So, that much you have to say, that is an Arav on a Milva Peh. It won't be the Milva Shtar, but Milva Peh. But the Echonami, I and the Yad Rima. Something more about it. It said in the end of the Mishnah, that there was a Maisa, that he paskin that you collect from the Mecharim, and Benana said, what are you talking about? Are you going to tell me, if someone chokes a guy, you see someone choking, the Malva choking the Loiva in the street, and he says, leave him alone, I'll pay for it. You tell me a chayiv there? No, it's too, he didn't give him Malva. So here also, he didn't give him Malva al amunase. When he signs it after this, when he writes the Arvis after the signing of the Shtar. That was the story. So Amar Rabba, Baba Chan, Amar Rabbi Yechonon, Afa Pisha Kilesh of Rishmal's Benanas. The Mishnah ends off, there Rishmal said, the goat you should learn is an Ezekin. And if you learn Ezekin, learn it by bananas. So even though he praised bananas, but still, the halacha is like Rabbi Shmuel. And that the halacha is, if you write a arvis after chisim shtarois, it works. That's what comes out. And boy lehu, shows like this, b'chonuk mali, om Rav Shmuel. What's the halacha by chonuk? Which means, not what's the halacha by chonuk, what's Rav Shmuel hold by chonuk? See, there's two cases. There was one case of an Arev that signed after chisim shtarois, and there was even a different case, that the case was that he was chonuk someone. So maybe Rav Shmuel agrees in that case that definitely it's not an arvis. He's doing that because of a mitzvah to save a guy, and it's not costing him any money. Bishlam arev after chisim shtarois. Okay, there you hear, you know, maybe it's arvis. Still by beginning it alone, you hear. Here, the guy's getting choked to death. So of course he's saving him. So maybe there's no arvis over there. Maybe there's no, even Rav Shmuel will agree there's no arvis over there. Even Rav Shmuel will agree, that's the question. Boilu, bechonuk mali am Rav Shmuel. What does Rav Shmuel say about chonuk? Toshema, don't have Yaakov Rav Yechnon. Cholokoy Rav Shmuel, af b'chonuk, that Rav Shmuel argued even by chonuk, which means even by chonuk he calls it a good arvis. He's meshabed himself. Once he says, I will take care of it, it's gomar makna. Now the question is, halach kamaisa and halach kamaisa. We said, according to the Man Yom before, that we paskin by Orev after chisim shtarvis to paskin Rav Shmuel. What about by chonuk? So tomorrow, Toshema, the chios of Rav and Yechna, lecholker of a small apachonuk, while locha kamoisa apachonuk, the pasuk of a small apachonuk. So if you end the Gemara right here, we would say a locha lamaisa is that sai chonuk and sai orev after chisim shtarois is a good arvus. That's what would come out. But we'll see the Gemara right there. Omrav Yudam Ashmuel. Chonuk v'konum v'yodim v'shabit. So Ashmuel holds that, like Benanis, by chonuk it does not work. But if you make a kinyan, then it works. Kinyan means if you make a kinyan suda that I'm coming Arav, then it works. The whole shaila is if you mashabit yourself or not. But if you make a kinyan, it's partially mashabit. So he holds like bananas. Chonuk is not enough of Arav, because you weren't mighty moment apiv. But with a kinyan, it works. Chonuk, the konu miyad the mashabit. So Gemara asks, Mechal, the Arav ba'alma, that means the Arav that's after matamayas, but not chonuk, loy by a kinyan. You loy by a kinyan, you don't need a kinyan. Which means, it would sound like, that this man was saying is that Arav the Alma, which means like a case of Arav after Chisim Shtaris, that would not be the Kenyan. So this would paskin like, it would sound like from Shmuel that, you know how he paskins? By Chonok he paskins like bananas, if we need a Kenyan. And by Arav after Chisim Shtaris, paskins Arav Shmuel, and you don't need a Kenyan. Well, pliga to Rav Nachman. Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, Arav the Bezdin, who deloy by a Kenyan. Haba'alma by Kenyan. So he says, Arev the Bezdin, who deloy by Kenyan. Haba'alma by Kenyan. He says, only Arev the Bezdin does not need a Kenyan, which means Arev, who is Arev after Matamayas, he does not need a Kenyan. Haba'alma, but a regular Arev after Matamayas does need a Kenyan. And this sounds like we don't pass the Garb Shmal, or even by the case of Arev after Chisim Shtaris. And what's the Mahalacha? But Hilchasa, Arev v'shas matamoyis loy by kinyan. Shas matamoyis, you definitely don't need kinyan. That's classic Arev. Acha matamoyis boy kinyan, you need kinyan. Arev the bezdin loy by kinyan. Why? That behi hana, that the hana that he gets, that bezdin's trusting him to make him into a Arev, that behi hana, the behemle, gomor, umeshabin avshay, meshabalei. He's gomor, he's meshabin himself, but that hana, that bezdin believes him. So it come out from this man, the Amar, that we don't paskin at all like Rav Shmuel. We pass like bananas in both cases. That's what we come out from this man, the Yomah. And in Shulchan Aruch, the way we paskin is, by Chonuk, we paskin that we need a Kenyan. Without a Kenyan, it's definitely not a Shibud. When it comes to Arav after Chisim Shtaris, so if you have a Bezdin, you also don't need a Kenyan. Without a Bezdin, there's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Because 1 day is like Rav Nachman says that you need a Kenyan, and an Arav after Matamayis is not enough of a Shibud. And the other man that in Shulchan Aruch holds, like Shmuel holds, that al kaponim by regular Arev, you do paskin that you don't need a kinyan. So that's what comes out here. I just want to speak out one thing that it says over here, a whole shaila by chonik, if you mishabed yourself or not. Why? Why? What's the sign not mishabed yourself? Because nice, you're not losing any money, you're not doing anything. It's a mitzvah. It's like a mitzvah. We have a whole shaila if we paskin like that or not. The question is that why is this different than Arev the Ksuba? We came at before that Arev the Ksuba, even with a Kenyan, doesn't work. Because it's a mitzvah ka'avad, v'lav midich asrei. So why is this different by Chanuk? They were saying, come on, with a kinyan, it works by Chanuk. We're saying by Chanuk works with a kinyan. We had a Gemara before, Arav Duxu doesn't work. You know why? Because v'lav midich asrei, and also it's a mitzvah. Even by a kinyan, yeah, that's what he says. Because of our Rambam, the Ariv the Ksuba, filu bekinyan lemishtabe, Dr. Muki Yosef, mishum the mitzvah ka'avid, v'lav midi chasrei, tzorech loyim, the hocha b'chonok midi chasrei, afgav dav mashva the shoveninu, the vada mitzvah ka'avid, matzach veroi, it says here, lemaisa, there's something better over here, mashah inkin, the tzar of his friend, somehow it makes you gomo amakni, the tzar of your friend. Mashah inkin by Ksuba, there, it's good for the ish to get married. It's not tzar for her. It's good for her to get married. So there, your mamish not doing anything for anyone. There, if I care, it's good for her. And they're like fooling her into becoming getting married, not really being mishab and afshah. It's a good thing. It's tav meis v'armelu, and therefore there's no shiva. That's how the Mukhi Yosef learns. And lemaisa, the Masechta ends off by he no the mehemle got mishab and afshay. So hadon alach get poshut v'slika lo Masechta ba'basra. Mazel Tov, Gevaldiga Simcha, we finished Baba Basra, Kuf Ayin Vav, 175 blat. Unbelievable, what a Simcha. Mazel Tov, everyone.